And now it's time for our regular Friday digest of what film critics are saying about the new releases. From the online magazine Slate, here's Mark Jordan Ligon with Summary Judgment.
Hey, Adam Sandler is appearing in a serious movie again, so you know what that means. That's right, 3 more weeks of winter. Yes, Sandler teams up with Don Cheadle to star in Reign Over Me, that's R-E-I-G-N, which tells the story of a friend trying to help another get back on his feet after he loses his family during the 9/11 attacks. Liv Tyler also stars.
Can I say something, Charlie?
Yeah.
It might make you mad again.
No. Go.
There's no point in you coming here every week if we eventually don't discuss your life and discuss your family.
The nation's critics pretty much rain praise on the movie. A deeply heartfelt film, says The Hollywood Reporter. The Seattle Post-Intelligencer cheers genuinely touching and meticulously well acted, and Premiere calls Reign Over Me a thoughtful, involving, and sometimes moving film that almost, and I do mean almost, justifies its use of 9/11 as a dramatic device. And for those wanting something a bit lighter, how about an action film about an assassination attempt? Yep, Mark Wahlberg stars in Shooter as a top marksman who is framed for a political murder, and while he's on the run from every law enforcement agency in the country, he has to try and track down the real killer himself. Whew, talk about a things to do list.
Why'd you go? And they came to see you.
Which buttons to press. I'm still enough a sucker to press that Patriot button. I'll sit up in my chair and say which way you want me to go, boss. And I ain't real proud of it, but I ain't ashamed either.
The critics are split on this sleek shoot-em-up thriller. The Wall Street Journal shrugs, lots of gunplay and explosions governed by little logic. Entertainment Weekly fires, the ultimate crime of this paranoid enemy of the state pulp is how dull it is. But Real View shouts, Shooter does what any good thriller should. It thrills. It's fast-paced and energetic. And if your small children don't feel like seeing Wahlberg blow up stuff or Sandler cry on everyone's shoulder, then take them to the wide-release family adventure, The Last Mimsy. It tells the story of two children who find a mysterious box full of strange toys, including a stuffed rabbit named Mimsy that gives the children certain powers. Timothy Hutton and Rainn Wilson star, but not as Mimsy.
Something's wrong. She's getting weaker. I'm afraid she's going to die.
She's a stuffed animal, Emma. Now, you gotta, stop it with this Mimsy stuff.
Some critics embrace their inner Mimsy, others don't. USA Today warns, it feels as if it's trying to force a sense of wonder and awe rather than simply letting an intriguing story unfold naturally. But the LA Weekly smiles, a capable, if modest, charmer, and the Seattle Post-Intelligencer says, call it E.T. for a new generation. Now, I do want to warn lovers of literature that The Last Mimsy should not be confused with the classic F. Scott Fitzgerald novel, The Great Mimsy. No, darn, sorry, I'm getting it mixed up with Tender is the Mimsy. No, wait, I think I really got to get out of this new book club I've joined.
Mark Jordan Ligon is a writer and clearly a lover of great literature living in Los Angeles.